السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعلموا أن فيكم رسول الله، لو يطيعكم في كثير من الأمر لعنتم، ولكن الله حبب إليكم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبكم وكره إليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، أولئك هم الراشدون. فضلا من الله ونعمة، والله عليم حكيم. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers, and also those who listen over the radio stations, over the streaming. So many people listening in different places. This ayat of the Quran Sharif which I recited, I don't intend making any elaborate tafsir of the ayat. But recently, as you are aware, that I was in Karachi, and the whole purpose of going to one's sheikh is for islah. No matter how many people shake your hands and kiss on the forehead and say that you are Qutub of the time and Ghaus of the time and Abdal of the time and put you in the seventh heaven, but we should always think of ourselves as slaves of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, insignificant, nothing to be really talked about. Yes, we must make shukr if there is some good opinion in the heart of somebody. But we must consider ourselves as in need of islah till our dying day. Great, great mashayikh who had real kamil sheikhs. In these days, even the sheikhs are like us, many of them. We don't have that kind of islah of our own nafs made. But our mashayikh sometimes give khilafat a little early, thinking that we'll make our islah. But then we become quite satisfied and complacent that now we have reached a very high level and we don't need any islah. So those mashayikh, in spite of them having received or stayed in the company of many pious people for their pious and righteous murshids for a long, long time, but still, after the passing away of that murshid, straight away they caught the hand of somebody else. مجھے سہل ہو گئی منزلے کے ہوا کے رخ بھی بدل گئے، مجھے سہل ہو گئی منزلے کے ہوا کے رخ بھی بدل گئے، مجھے سہل ہو گئی منزلے کے ہوا کے رخ بھی بدل گئے، تیرا ہاتھ ہاتھ میں آ لگا تو چراغ راہ کے جل گئے، مجھے سہل ہو گئی منزلے کہ ہوا کے رخ بھی بدل گئے، تیرا ہاتھ ہاتھ میں آ لگا تو چراغ راہ کے جل گئے. حضرت made me read this couple times 2 or 3 years ago in his majlis. And that is the حقیقت, and that is the reality. That everything seems very, very dark. The fitnas, the darkness of the different kinds of fitnas, that a person almost loses hope. He says, how will I ever be able to come out of all these fitnas? In our times, look at the fitnas. Fitnas in our homes, fitnas in our bazaars, marketplaces, fitnas in our functions, and fitnas at our junctions, everywhere. Fitnas. So the person sometimes gives up hope. However, in this beautiful shair, Hazrat says, Mujhe sehl ho gayi manzile. Although outwardly it was looking very bleak and very dark and very difficult, how am I ever going to come out of all these sins and all these vices and all these evils that I am in? And how am I going to sail through these fitnas? But he says the manzil became very, very easy. Mujhe sehl ho gayi manzil. All the different stations, it became easy to reach. Ke hawa ke rukh bhi badal gaye. Those storms of fitnas that were coming towards me, even they changed the direction. Even they changed the direction. Ke hawa ke rukh bhi badal gaye. When your hand came into my hand, provided that hand is also of a Murshid, a Kamil, who is making islah of the person, not just giving a few wazifas to read. When a person says, I want to make islah, then the person has to be looked at from head to toe. His movements, his akhlaq, everything, there has to be a reprimanding. If the person is really interested in Islam. So if the person has been able to get a Kamil Shaykh, he says, Tera haath haath mein aa laga to chiragh raah ke jal gaye. Then it seemed like everything suddenly lit up, how there's a dark road, and suddenly lights come on, bright lights, and the person now travels in that brightness. He says, that's how it became. So this is the purpose that we really have. We go. Not for speeches, bayans, speeches and bayans. There is no shortage of it anyway in the world now. There's so much of speeches and bayans. But it is something that they have in their hearts, which can only be transferred from heart to heart. Apna dil kisi jalte huye dil ke qareeb kar de, ya aag lagti nahi hai, lagai jati hai. Put your heart close to the heart, where the fire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ishq is burning. Then it will light up in our hearts too. In their silence also, there is speech. In their silence also, there is speech. I gave the example of the current that runs through the wires. So the current that runs through the wires, we don't see it. But they write, they don't touch. If it's a naked wire and somebody has to touch it, then you will go for a ride. You will have a high jump. But before he can even jump, he'll be gone. There is current that is running. We don't see that current. But we see the effects of that current. We see the effects of that current. The light that is now burning, the fan that is moving, the air conditioner that's working. Now all this is the effect of that current that is coming through. Yet that current is silent. But we are seeing the movement of that current, or the effects of that current, that everything is moving. So like that, these great mashayikh, they have got that current of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love, that current of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ishq that has overfilled their hearts. It's very, very powerful and very, very strong in their hearts. They don't engage in masiyat and sins like us. They don't disobey Allah ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They don't cause that muhabbat of Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which has come into their hearts, to vanish and disappear by masriyat and sins and disobedience. As human beings, sometimes there can be a slip and some can be making some mistakes. But the nadamat also in the crying and the shedding of tears over that little mistakes is also much, much more than ours after major, major sins. After major sins, sometimes it doesn't even stir our hearts. So there's silence also, there's a speech. Yeh ek qabr pe bekasi, bas zuban haal hai keh rahi. Yeh ek qabr pe bekasi, bas zuban haal hai keh rahi. Tumhe aankhe chahiye ghafil ho, mujhe ihtiyaj bayan nahi. Yeh ek qabr pe bekasi, بس زبان حال ہے کہہ رہی تمہیں آنکھیں چاہیے غافلوں مجھے احتیاج بیان نہیں. Many times you may have heard this from me, that the grave itself, the silence of the grave is giving a very lengthy speech. We don't hear the speech, but it's giving a speech. The grave is saying, look who I have here within me. In my stomach, see who has come in the stomach of the grave. He was a Badshah of the time, king of the time, owning huge oil wells. Or he was the president of country. Or this person was the deputy of the president. Or he was a prime minister, or he was a cabinet minister, or he was a great Allama Sahib, Mufti Sahib, Qari Sahib, or he was a doctor, teacher, lawyer, scientist, philosopher, whatever or whoever he was. But see his final abode and final destination. Now it depends what he did whilst he was on the surface of the earth, that is how he is going to be treated under the surface of the earth. What he did on the surface of the earth, that is how he is now going to be treated under the surface of the earth. If his actions were good and pleasing to Allah Ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if he was pious, righteous, honest, truthful, charitable, noble in his dealings, if this person was fulfilling the rights of people, if he had served the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, or served the community, or had been showing compassion, mercy and kindness to those around him. So now the earth also will treat this person in a very beautiful manner. Very beautiful. There will be no fear for this person. لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Or they will be told, يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. This doesn't even feature in our dictionaries anymore. The shock of Jannat, the zawq of Jannat, the desire to go into Jannat, everything we want in this world, every person wants in this world. We have exceptions. We don't say that we must not ask for this world. We have been taught, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً, to ask for hasana in this dunya. And this hasana fi dunya I explained in great detail in many of my, in especially in the month of Ramadan, this recent one, in the Fajr Bayans, I think we went on from the beginning till the end, explaining, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِيْنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. So we ask the goodness of this world and the akhirah. But to lose sight of Jannat and the ni'mats of Jannat and the greatest of all the ni'mats, and that is the didar and the seeing of the countenance of our Allah, for whom we had been making our namazes, for whom we had been giving zakat, in whose name we had been giving our charities, and for whose love we had been staying awake, we had been staying awake at night, or making tawaf, or making tilawat of the Quran Sharif, or doing all those things which are not even farz or wajib. And out of the fear of whose azab, we were staying away from zina, from stealing, from crime, from backbiting. We were staying away from committing murders, or drinking, or taking drugs. Lots of other places of temptation, discos, cinemas, theatres, nightclubs, and even sometimes programs which are in the name of deen, but we know that in those places there was going to be photography, videoing and filming and intermingling and everything else. So the taqazas came in the heart that we want to go, but we restrained ourselves and we took the criticism of the people that who call us outdated, living in camel age and other kinds of things. So never mind, this person said, Ya Allah, I was doing everything for your pleasure and I want to do it according to your will and command. So now there's a desire to meet that Allah for whom we were doing it. If the person doesn't desire to meet that Allah, then what kind of a Muslim that is? And where else will we see that Allah except in Jannah? Where else will we see Allah Ta'ala? Can we see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this world? Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked to see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala said, you can't see me, but look there. A little bit of tajalli and what happened? فَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. That little bit of tajalli. And then in Jannah, Allah Ta'ala will give us that istidad. He will give us that ability. Allah Ta'ala will give that ability. There are different kinds of istidad we talk about, which are not in the child present when the child is just born. When a child is just born, what can he do? Can't even change its own napkin. So it doesn't have istidad. Does that baby still have an istidad or an understanding of Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, or the big, big books on engineering and all other sciences? Nothing. But as the child grows, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala creates in that person now that ability to understand those scientific formulas and all those concepts which the person would have never been able to understand at that age when the person was a young person. So different kinds and different levels of istidad are given to the person, different capabilities are given to the person as he grows. So in spirituality this person has grown to such a level now that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala out of his fazl and kindness has now given him that istidad that he can enter into Jannat. But of course it's going to be with the rahmat of Allah ta'ala. But when he enters into Jannat, now that ability which he did not have in this world to see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with his naked eyes, now in Jannat he's going to see Allah ta'ala like how we stand on the ground and we look at the full moon and nobody bumps and pushes anybody to see the full moon. The Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu majma'in asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how will we see Allah Ta'ala? Jannat, millions, billions of people inside there. So what a beautiful example he gave of the full moon. Do you have any difficulty in seeing the full moon? So now if that zawq and shawq is not in the person to see even Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so then it shows that all his ibadat, zikr, tilawat, it was just mechanical. Although we won't say must give it up, must carry on, but there must be that desire to meet that Allah for whom we have been doing all these things. Where else will we meet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam except there? Once again that beautiful, beautiful couplet. By now it must be 120 times that you must have heard it, but when it comes to my mind while speaking, then I don't leave it. Unke rukh se niqaba jutegi, aaj nazron ki miraj hogi. Unke rukh se niqaba jutegi, aaj nazron ki miraj hogi. ایک مدت سے آج اہل غم کو muskurane ki mohlat milegi. O my beloved Allah, in Jannat, the veils of noor that are covering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's countenance will be removed. Those who were ahle gham in this world, others were engaging in so much of haram or so much of displeasure of Allah ta'ala, and outwardly it was giving that young person also a kind of despondency or a kind of a feeling that I'm missing out. But this person said, I will take the pain on my nafs for the pleasure of my Allah. So now in the Jannat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala removed it. Veils. Ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko muskurane ki mohlat milegi. Now is the time that they will laugh, they will enjoy. So we must not forget Jannat and the Akhirat. As far as the dunya is concerned, there's no need for real speeches and bayans on dunya. Every person wants to accumulate dunya, so he's going to find out from different people that how much I earn and how much I make more and more. Yes, what is required is bayans on how to earn that dunya and how to use it correctly. That is required. But all the different methods of construction of buildings and mining of gold and silver and digging of oil wells, all those things, you won't find in the Hadith Sharif and Quran Sharif where the details are given that these are the type of drills you must take and this is the type of machinery that's required and this is the kind of construction equipment that you must accumulate and this is how you must place the bricks and this is how you must build. You don't find all the details there. Because that insan, Allah Ta'ala gave him aqal and he can put up all those things. But how to earn it correctly? What is halal, what is haram? Where is the fine line? And then how to use it again correctly? And the rights of the people that are involved, you know, all that is a different issue altogether. So, unke rukh se niqab aaj uthegi, aaj nazaron ki mehraj hogi. Ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko muskurane ki mohlat milegi. I was saying that this is the purpose, islah, that these great mashayikh also till the dying day, they always kept somebody as the mushir, somebody to guide them, somebody to direct them. Because different stages a person experiences in his life, different experiences he has in his life, where he needs some guidance, although shaitan can make the person go astray. Sometimes through beautiful dreams, shaitan can mislead a person. Bring pride in the person that I am somebody now. Look at the kind of dreams that I am having. Sometimes it's the knowledge that the person has and it can lead the person astray. The same knowledge becomes a means of him going astray. It brings kibar and ujub into the heart. Now for all these things, sometimes hasad and jealousy comes. Because when a person is increasing in certain levels and then suddenly he finds that there's competition, there is somebody also in the same field who seems to be making more progress, even though he may be an alim, maybe a mufti, maybe a qari, maybe somebody else. But now suddenly this person who was doing everything with ikhlas and sincerity and acquiring the knowledge of deen and qiraat and tajweed and everything else with ikhlas or iftah, now suddenly he finds a competition there in the class. Or there's competition outside, meaning that somebody else seems to be excelling. Somebody else seems to be becoming more beloved in the eye of the people with his bayans and with his programs and with his fatwas and with his khidmat of the deen. So now jealousy comes in. Now one side is knowledge and the other side is jealousy. Now who is there that's going to detect all these things? If the person says that I don't require islah, I am perfect. I read kitabs and I make my islah. So have you heard of anybody undergoing his own operation? The person has got stone in his kidneys. So now he says, why must I go to some other doctor and submit myself to some other surgeon? So I will take the knife and cut my stomach myself. No matter how specialized that doctor may be, that physician may be, that surgeon may be, but he himself has to submit himself to somebody else. Somebody else is going to slice his chest and remove his heart and transplant another one. He can't do it himself. And in fact, most of the time is going to be fast asleep when they're doing that too. So I was saying that the purpose of going to our mashayikh, and that is the reason that we go, that even though they may be old, but spiritually they have gone on a very, very high level. And that noor that generates from their hearts is like that current, that just as we see, just as we don't see that current moving in the wires, but we see the effects of that current with the movement of the fans and with the coming on of the lights, and with the working of our microwaves, and the rotation of the drum of our washing machines, and our dishwashers, all that operating that takes place is because of that current that is coming. But there has to be that proper connection. If that proper connection is not there, if you have a plug that is loose fitting, or there's a wire that is loose in that plug, so then you can connect it, and even if that current is coming at a very, very high voltage, because the connection is not right, the connection is not right, so there will be no movement there. The fan won't come on, the washing machine won't work, the microwave won't work, nothing will work. And if there is a loose connection, then there will be some kind of start-go, some kind of start and then stop, start and stop. You'll find like that. That as soon as it connects a little bit, you find it takes off and makes some noise and again stops. And again it starts and again stops. Until it's properly connected. That's our experience, everybody's experience. So now if we say that so many people go and come, or they sit in the majlis of the mashayikh, or they sit in programs of deen, or they go out in the jamaat, or they do other activities of deen, but full and complete reformation and change does not seem to come. Reason for that is that the connection is very weak. We mustn't blame that current. We mustn't blame that current. The current is very strong, but our connection is weak. But the person whose connection is strong, then we will find movement in that person's life, like the fan moving, washing machine moving. Like that in this person's life, now that current of the sohbat of the great mashayikh, this is what will happen after that, that the person's namaz will come right, zikr, tilawat, ibadat. He will find honesty in his life, truthfulness. The person is not going to cheat, not going to deceive, he will... He's not going to embezzle, he's not going to speak lies, he's not going to take false oaths and qasams. We'll find movement. The person is now more interested in doing everything that is for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That will be the effect. If the connection is right, the person went for with the right niyat, and the person spent the time correctly, and the person kept on making istighfar and tawbah and getting the right direction, then the and drawing from those hearts, then that is what will happen. So we go back now to the ayat of the Quran Sharif, which I recited earlier on. This was an introduction. So the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And know very well that amongst you is the Rasul of Allah ta'ala. لَوْ يُطْعِعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ لَعَنِتُّمْ. If that Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if this Rasul of mine, that means Allah ta'ala says, I'm giving an explanation, that if he had to obey you in most matters, then it will cause you difficulty. You will be in problem. La'anittu. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, although he was the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but still Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself mentioned in the Quran Sharif, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Just to make the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in comfortable, to show them that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has chosen them as companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. It was a very special selection. It was not by election. Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in's complete jamaat around Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was by selection, and selection of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So another question of elections, majority vote. So the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told, washawirhum fil amr, make mashwara with them, ask them, what's their opinion. We're not talking about opinion on masail or sharia or something that was revealed. The Quran Sharif stated this is halal or that is haram. Or Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned it and now he's asking mashwara. So what's your mashwara? What's your view? Because if majority says, no, I think leave this out, then we leave it out. Like we do nowadays. The question of worldly issues, make mashwara with them. But فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. So he used to make mashwara with them. But they are told that if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to make amal on all your opinions, even with regards to worldly matters, just by explanation, even in worldly matters, if on your opinions or the opinion of everybody or in most matters he had to listen to you and give you and go along with what you are desirous of, then that would have caused you problem. And of course, with regards to other things, how obvious and clear it is that if in these matters it would have caused you problem. Now what about all the other issues where we give our own opinions? So without going into detailed explanation, thereafter the main point is this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala endeared to you Iman. Allah ta'ala made it mehboob. He put the muhabbat of this Iman into your heart, into you. Allah ta'ala made it mehboob. The hub of Iman came from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The person became desirous. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala beautified it in your hearts. On the one side, the mehbubiyat, the hub of, and the real love of Iman. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala habbaba ilaykum. He made it mehbubful, endeared to Iman. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And he beautified it into your hearts. So this came from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then what is the effect of that? That is what I was trying to get to. That whole introduction was for that same purpose. That just as we see the effects of these currents that are flowing, or the effects of the majalis, of our mashayikh, you know, the pious and the righteous, and their sohbat and their company, we see the effects. So like that, in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ. If you have to take the entire group of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam's companions, in everyone's heart, that hub and muhabbat of Iman, to such an extent that they will sacrifice anything, but they will never compromise on their Iman. They were so concerned, there must be absolutely no compromise when it came to Iman. And not only that, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put the love of it, and also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala beautified it. That there was a kind of a beauty that came with this Iman into their hearts. And what was the effect now? Just as other things have an effect, so the effect was وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرِ وَالْفُسُوقِ وَالْإِسْيَانِ. That is the effect. That all of us claim that we have got Iman. Every one of us, we claim that we got great love for Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And we all claim that this Iman has come into our hearts and the beauty of it is in our hearts. And we are also like the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in. حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. But then we have to see what is the effect, just as I was explaining, that if the current is of millions of volt also, voltage, but if there is no proper connection, then nothing will move. So now here also, now all this is the current of that muhabbat, but now we have to see the effect of that. So the effect is this, كَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرِ وَالْفُسُوقِ وَالْإِسْيَانِ. The Mufassirin have said that here, kufr, of course, everyone knows that it is disbelief. But when it comes to fusuq, then they say the one is gunah kabira for major sins and isyan minor sins. That this love that they have for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and this mahbubiyat of iman that has come into their hearts, this hub and love of iman and this endearment of iman, and this in the same way this beautification in their hearts of this iman, the effect of that is that they hate, they dislike, they abhor, they want to distance themselves, they want to have absolutely nothing to do with the cultural lifestyle or any kind of aqaid or beliefs or anything that is to do with kufr, whatever it may be. It's not that because they are pal, that's why we must accept everything. They came from families in which there was nothing, many of them, the many of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, who were their families? Yes, outward mura'at, that the person is dealing nicely, the person is kind, compassion, mercy, that if the person is sick and ailing, whether he's a Muslim or a non-Muslim, if the person is suffering some kind of difficulty, hardship, pain, then whether he's a Muslim or a non-Muslim, then the person must go and assist and help, and he'll get rewards. But here we are talking about the aqaid, the beliefs, or the cultural lifestyle, and everything else that is related, where a person is then recognized as a person who has accepted the beliefs or the cultural lifestyle of the kuffar. So here it shows that this person hasn't had a good attachment. كَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرُ وَالْفُسُوقُ وَالْإِسْيَانُ. Until we don't have that kind of dislike and hatred in our hearts for kufr, major sins and minor sins. It's not that we say that this sin major or minor. No doubt the fuqaha and the jurists have established that these are major sins, these are minor sins. But it is like somebody saying that, is it alright if I put a little bit of fire in my house? The person has got wood and iron building and he wants to find out what's the difference between big fire and small fire. And is it okay if I just put a little bit of fire, little bit, not very much, on this dry wood that I have in my house, on my carpet. If I just put a little bit of fire, is it okay? Nobody will ask a thing like that. So sin is displeasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whether it is minor or major. That is a different issue, that the categories have been mentioned because of certain reasons. But an ashik of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be interested in committing minor sins. So whether it is major sins or minor sins, the person hates, dislikes. Yes, as a human being, he can make mistake, he can slip, he can fall. But he's not going to be happy and not going to be pleased with what he is doing. Now, this is that major problem that we are now suffering, that we have even lost track of what is sin. In fact, we brag about our sins. We brag about our sins. Look at the kinds of sins that we are committing and using the name of Islam, and then we're bragging about those sins. How much of hurt it must be causing to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam when his name is used for the promotion of sins. When Allah Ta'ala's kalam is used for the promotion of sins. How much of anger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala it must be invited. We have radio stations in Muslim countries. They begin the day with the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Go to Pakistan, go to other places. They begin the day with the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. On television, Quran Sharif tilawat. On radio station, Quran Sharif tilawat. At other functions, Quran Sharif tilawat. To start the proceedings. First tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Then some Naat Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's praises, Naat Sharif. And thereafter, they will say, Ab falan ki awaz mein filmi gana suniye. Now in the voice of so-and-so, listen to the film song. And then everything will start. Music and drama and filthy programs and all kinds of haram shows. But it will all begin with tilawat of the Quran Sharif. And sometimes even azans and namazes. And after that, everything else. We are losing the plot, as they say. The Muslim and the Mu'min, كَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرُ وَالْفُسُوقُ وَالْإِسْيَانُ. A dislike must come in the heart, complete hatred, karahat of the extreme nature of kufr, and of all sins with the major of mine. Then Allah Ta'ala says, Ula'ika humur rashidun. These are the people. If you want to see rightly guided people, we say we want to see rightly guided people. And those are the people who are rightly guided. Rushd, they have got rushd, hidayat, direction, guidance. They are on the right path. If you look at the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma alhimni rushdi. My shaykh says, look at this dua, Allahumma alhimni rushdi. Oh Allah, inspire me with my rushd. So now if we have to take this rushd that is mentioned in the, we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to in actual fact to make us of the rashidun, that is what it means. When we are saying Allahumma alhimni rushdi, and this dua is recited in the, before the mashwaras in all the programs. Allahumma alhimni rushdi wa a'izni min sharri nafsi. Ya Allah, make ilham of my rushd and protect me and give me panah, give me your protection, safeguard me from the shar and the mischief of my nafs. So what is it that we are really asking? We are exactly asking the same thing. We are saying, Ya Allah, make us of the rashidun. And those who are rashidun, Allah Ta'ala mentioned now in the Quran Sharif, karraha ilaykum al-kufr wal-fusuq wal-isyan. And they've got what? Habbaba ilaykum al-iman wa zayyanahu fi qulubikum. So the endearment of iman and the beautification in their hearts and the dislike of kufr and the dislike of major sins and the dislike of minor sins. Now when they got this, then that is the rushd. Allahumma alhimni rushdi. But then sometimes the person knows that this is rushd and this is hidayat and this is the true path and this is the guidance and this is sirat-e-mustaqim. The person knows everything, but he doesn't have the himmat, he doesn't have the courage. Or nafs and shaitan are misleading the person or become overpowering. So now he seeks protection in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from the mischief of this nafs and shaitan, that Ya Allah, I know this is right, I know this is the path, I know this is halal, I know this is haram, but I don't have the himmat. Shaitan is becoming powerful, or becoming overpowering me. So protect me and safeguard me from the mischief of my nafs, because many of us, knowing fully well that what we are doing is haram, but we still go on to the porn site, we'll still take a filthy magazine and read, or we will still listen to music, or we will still go to the cinema and disco quietly, or we will do some other kind of sins. The person will engage in adultery or fornication, knowing fully well that it is haram. So it shows that the karahat and the dislike of that major sin hasn't really settled in his heart. Karraha ilaykum al-kufr wal-fusuq wal-isyan. So therefore he says, Oh Allah, protect me. Allahumma alhimni rushdi wa a'izni min sharri nafsi. And from this mischief of my nafs also. Therefore, a true Muslim and a true believer, if he is overpowered by nafs and shaitan, then he will never enjoy sin. That Muslim will never enjoy sin. You can ask any Muslim who has got some love of Allah Ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his heart, or the person has been making some kind of islah of his nafs, but just that nafs became ghalib, or shaitan became ghalib, became dominant. So this person will never enjoy sin. He'll be watching that porn, but his heart will be telling him what you are doing is haram. What you are doing is haram. What if death comes in this state now? So he's not enjoying it also, because he knows it, that this is not right what he is doing. When a person is doing something that's not right, he can't have enjoyment in it. But the person who does not have that khawf-e-khuda, he does not have that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, then to him it doesn't matter whether the person commits 100 zinas a day or the person engages in whatever kind of vice and sin. And if anybody is going to tell him also, he'll say, what do you know, what is enjoyment in this world? You don't know what is enjoyment in this world. Why are you depriving yourself of this enjoyment? Then at that time we must say, Daaghe hasrat se dil sajaye hai, tab kahin ja ke unko paaye hain. Daaghe hasrat se dil sajaye hain, tab kahin ja ke unko paaye hain. In haseenon se dil ko bachane mein, میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے People decorate their homes with different things. Say, my heart is decorated with the wounds that I take of daag-e hasrat. Tell the people, you can do what you wish to. But I have decorated my heart with the daag-e hasrat. But what did I get with that? I made high, but I didn't go to those places. And what I got with that is I found my Allah. اپنے ملنے کا پتا کوئی نشان تو بتا مجھ کو اے رب جہاں اپنے ملنے کا پتا کوئی نشان تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں He says, Oh Allah, show me your address. How can I find you? Where can I find you? Allah تبارک و تعالی shows us his address. In داغِ حسرت you'll find And you are going to take the pain on your hearts of distancing yourself from haram and fulfilling my commands and orders and following my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then I promise you that you will find me. And you will get my love because my kalam states very, very clearly. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ We follow Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ ایسے مجھے اپنے ملنے کا پتا کوئی نشان بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں So Allah تبارک و تعالی is showing where you find But it begins with this داغِ حسرت The person who just says, well, do anything and everything and don't take any kind of pain on your heart of resistance from evil. And there must be no such thing as even any kind of talk and discussion now anymore on Jahannam and Azab of Allah and Khawf-e-Khuda. Now that's a new trend. Don't talk to us anything about Jahannam. So if the person cannot do things out of the love of Allah Ta'ala, then what else is going to stop him? So if Allah Ta'ala's love is not there too in the heart, definitely we will say, speak more about the love of Allah Ta'ala. And make the person love Allah Ta'ala so much, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam so much, that it becomes extremely easy for the person to do everything that is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But at the same time, the Quran Sharif one side speaks of Jannat, on the other hand, Jahannam. So, حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ So, this راشدون اللهم ألهمني رشدي وأئذني من شر نفسي Inshallah, if Allah تبارك وتعالى gives life, health and another opportunity will continue. May Allah تبارك وتعالى give us all the himmat, the courage to distance ourselves from everything displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. May He make Iman beloved to us. May He beautify it in our hearts and dear it to us. May He give us such a bond with Him, such a bond, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from Him for a single moment. Therefore, we say, my Hazrat says, that we must not say, Oh Allah, make me the fish of your ocean of marifat. Once I said, Hazrat, make dua. Allah Ta'ala, mujhe marifat ke darya ki machli bana de. So Hazrat says, yun kaho ke marifat ke darya ki gehrai ki machli bana de. Look at that. In one word, what is meaning he gave it. That the fish that is deep down in the ocean of marifat. He said, I make dua, Allah make you give you the marifat. So deep down, the fish that's deep down in the ocean of marifat. Because we know, here when the fish, the sardines come, they're on the surface. Somebody takes the sardi and fills up the sardine and run away. Somebody takes his hat and fills up the sardine. Somebody put in his pocket and go. Anything and everything they can find, they grab the sardines. Because it's right on the top, on the surface of the water. So that fish which is on the surface of the water, nafs and shaitan will take it away. So he must be in the gehrai, right at the deep end. Oh, there's such enjoyment, such enjoyment, such enjoyment. We think that the lives of these mashayikh of ours are boring. Allah Ta'ala, who is the creator of Jannat, Allah Ta'ala, who is the creator of happiness, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is the creator of the hoors of Jannat, the gardens of Jannat, the rivers of Jannat, the lakes of Jannat, the fruits of Jannat, the palaces of Jannat. He is the creator. Now when the creator comes into the heart, then you think he's not going to give happiness in that heart. The person's life, can it ever be boring? Nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal mere bahare gham ka kinara nahi hai siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Samandar ka sahil, pahado ka daman, bajuz aah ke kuch hamara nahi hai. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Sattar, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، خطاؤں کو معاف فرما، لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. مائی بلاور اللہ، مائی رحیم اللہ، کریم اللہ، موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ، موسٹ لونگ، موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ بینیفیسنٹ، موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ، فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس، فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس، فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس، فورگیو دی امت آف نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Forgive the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the floodgates of maghfirat for us and for the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the love of Iman into our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, beautify our hearts with Iman. Put the hatred of major sins, minor sins, kufr, shirk, bid'at into our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us yours and become ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. If you are ours, we will find peace, happiness, tranquility, contentment and satisfaction. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. جو تو میرا تو سب میرا، فلک میرا، زمین میرا. اے میرے رب کریم، تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں؟ کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. ہو جائے میرا، میں ہو جاؤں اس کا، یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگا. Bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether in hospitals, clinics, homes amongst us. Whosoever is sick and ailing, Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless them with complete shifa. So many have undergone operations, so many will be undergoing operations, so many have met with accidents, so many are suffering from cancer and other kinds of sicknesses. With your fazl, kindness and ihsan, Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless everyone with complete shifa. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur, marizo ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. Ya Rabbi Kareem, ab to hamara ban ja. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged. Bless the ummat with that goodness, and from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummat of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, protect us from all the fitnas that are lashing at us like storms. fitnas from our right and left, fitnas from in front of us and behind us, fitnas pouring from the satellites above us, fitnas in the name of Deen. Ey Rabbe Kareem, hamari hifazat farma, hifazat farma, hifazat farma. Ey Rabbe Kareem, hifazat farma. Especially the fitnas of Dajjal. You are well aware, my beloved Allah, of the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of the ummah around the globe. With your fazl and kindness, remove the suffering. Remove the suffering of mankind around the globe, of drought, famine, gale force winds, or caused by earthquakes, or tsunamis, or flood waters. Ay Rabbi Kareem, unki takleef, pareshani, gham ko dur karte. Unite the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. You are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, pain and suffering of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Remove their suffering, their pain and hardship. And you are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations of each and every one. With your kindness, with your ihsan, fulfill their good wishes, desires and aspirations. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Innaka antas samiul alim. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ سَيِّدِنَا وَنَبِيِّنَا وَشَفِيعِنَا وَمَوْلَانَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.